Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lila Nishmas Abi Mori, Arav Hillel Ben Meir Chamechel, Zichrono Lebracha, the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Lebracha. And we are in Sefer Tehillim, and we're up to Mizmor Kuf Ches. And we're going to see that it's almost an exact replica of some of the stuff that we've seen in other places. In Kuf Ches, we're going to see some of the Psukim pattern after Capital Nun Zion, and some things that correspond to Capital Samach. Whatever it is, we refer to the flight of David HaMelech from Shaul HaMelech, and we are going to talk about David's conquest of Aram. Here, we're going to talk about the fortune of Am Yisrael in the whole, and therefore we'll be able to see that Hashem saves us in all instances. Shir Mizmor LeDavid, we should just understand, this is a song with musical accompaniment. And as we explained, the Balatanya says that a shir refers to the lyrics, mizmor refers to the klizamer, and David HaMelech says you'd use both in this instance. Nachon li bi elokim, my heart is steadfast. It may be galus, and it seems to be interminable. But says the Radak, I stick to my belief that Hashem is going to send the goel. Ashir lezamer af kfodi, I'll sing and I'll make music even with my soul. Ura hanevel v'chinor ira hashachar, awake nevel and chinor. Other kings sleep through the entire night and they get woken up by the dawn and the light. I get up earlier, as Gemara identifies and Rashi brings down over here. David HaMelech had a harp that was over his bed, and at midnight the certain north wind blew through the bed and it causes the harp to play. And he spends the rest of the night singing shiros and sishbachos ba'ashe to Hashem. Ura neva v'china, ayir ha-shachar, odcha ba'amim Hashem. I'll thank you among the people. In the future, we'll thank you for everything that took place during the galus. V'azamercha ba'la'umim, I'll sing you among the nations. All the nations are destined to cover Yerushalayim in the future, and they will come in, and they will actually do what? They'll praise Hashem. Ki gadol me'al shamayim chazdecha, your chesed is above shamayim, and your upper height is your truth. Ruma shamayim elokim, be exalted above shamayim Hashem. When we're beaten down, Hashem doesn't appear to be exalted, but when he brings the geula, ho, everybody knows. They'll call aretz kvodecha, and in the Yemos HaMashiach, the tzaddikim will have the reign to retreat to teach Torah to the masses and to draw them to serve Hashem. So that your beloved ones may be given rest from captivity, save us. Let your right hand save and respond. Hashem said in sanctity, I will exalt. I will divide a portion. In the future, says Rashi, the Jews will inherit the land of their enemies, and they'll divide the territory evenly. The valley of Sukkos I'll measure out. The world is, says Sorno, is plagued by border disputes. Mashiach will settle all these disputes. Li Gilad, Li Menashe v'Ephraim Ma'oz Roshi Yehuda Mechokiki. In this world, Gilad is a wicked city of violent crime. Right? That's what Hosea said. But in the future, in Yemos Mashiach, it'll be my city. There won't be a bad city. There won't be a Detroit, and there won't be a San Francisco or a New York or a Chicago in the modern times. In the future, It'll be a tranquil metropolis. Limanashav Ephraim Ma'uzro Shi Yehuda Mechokiki. There were royal families that were proud and strong and fierce. And in the future, they'll be most reluctant to accept authority. Everyone will submit to the rule of Mashiach. Right? Moav Sir Rach Ktzi. Moav will be my wash basin. Mashiach will get rid of the traditional enemies. Al Edom Ashlech Nali. I'll black up Edom into my tight grip, or my shoe. Then Mashiach's times, they'll trample on Edom. Edom has trampled on us so many times. Ali Pleshes Esroa, I'll shout up Pleshes to terrify them. Mi Ovileni Yer Miftar, who'll give the Mashiach the courage and strength to attack. Mi Nachani Ad Edom, who'll lead me to Edom. These words, according to Rashi, are not part of the question, they're part of the answer. Hashem, who led me against Edom, he'll lead me again in Yemos HaMashiach. Hello, Edom, it's Nachtana, Veloseitze, Elohim, Bitzivosenu. Didn't Hashem forget us and not go forth with us? Havalanu, Ezras, Mitzar, Veshav, Chuas, Edom. Right? Give us help against the oppressor, and we don't need to just go after the aid of an individual man. It's Hashem who will get us, and we will form the army through that process. He'll trample our oppressors. The forces of Mashiach will be victorious in the merit of what? Of their Torah study. You know, it happens quite often that in certain parts of the world, people think that it's only the koach of the army that is important. And sometimes this leads to certain challenges as to the strength and the, whether everyone is pulling their weight. And it causes a lot of suksuchim in the political realm. The Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Mem Hei Amar Aleph says that had David HaMelech not stayed behind to study Torah, then Yoav would not have been victorious in battle. And so one needs to understand Hu Yavus Tzareinu. It's up to Hashem. And so therefore we better do our best to make sure that everyone is pulling their own weights and that we have all the different parts necessary to be successful. It's not going to come because everyone is in one place doing the same thing. The salvation of Am Yisrael comes about because everyone does their correct and proper part for the whole. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.